Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, it was a historic day this past Thursday at UW Eau Claire as the groundbreaking took place to celebrate the start of the Science and Health Sciences Building construction. The more than $340 million project is the largest project ever approved in state history, and it's not happening in Milwaukee or Madison, but right here in Eau Claire. We'll have more on it on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs show of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Yes, the new science and health sciences building at UW Eau Claire that started as a far-off dream will grow into an incubator for the next advances in science thanks to the collaborative efforts of the community, according to UW Eau Claire Chancellor James Schmidt.
Today, we start building our future on a foundation that was fortified by collaborative spirit, innovative mindset, and commitment to the public good to which this university has always aspired.
Schmidt was among a long roster of speakers celebrating the start of construction at the site of the $340.3 million Science and Health Sciences Building project on Lower Campus Thursday. The Science and Health Sciences Building will be the largest science facility among regional comprehensive universities in the UW system and the largest academic building on UW-Eau Claire's campus by the time it's completed in 2027. Schmidt says the project wouldn't have been possible without the support of the Eau Claire Area Chamber of Commerce, the Universities of Wisconsin, the State of Wisconsin, Mayo Clinic Health System, and the University Relations and Facilities teams. He also made a point of acknowledging past and current area legislators who helped play a part in the project becoming a reality.
Representative Dave Armstrong, State Senator Kathy Bonier, Representative Joni Emerson, Representative Karen Hurd, Senator Jesse James, Representative Clinton Moses, Representative Warren Petrick, State Senator Jeff Smith, Representative Rob Sommerfeld, Representative Dana Walks, and so many along the way. I try to get Terry Moulton and others who have represented districts around Eau Claire who've been supported from the very beginning.
Schmidt says,
along the way, we are supported by dozens and dozens of organizations who wrote letters, gave testimony to advance the project, as well as more than 350 external partners who've worked with our STEM and health sciences programs over the last 10 years.
Schmidt says the five-story building will replace the outdated 61-year-old Phillips Hall. The new building's designed, he says, to accommodate the types of research, teaching, and collaborations that have defined the university for decades.
Our audacious vision, our commitment, and our persistence have literally transformed the face of this campus and this community in ways that outlast us all.
Construction of the 330,000-square-foot building is expected to continue through 2026, with the building opening sometime in 2027. Myron Construction Company, headquartered in Neenah with an office in Eau Claire, is the general prime contractor. State Representative Robert Witke, a 1980 UW-Eau Claire graduate and a member of the State Building Commission that authorized construction of the building, commended Chancellor Schmidt at Thursday's ceremony.
Without his passion, dedication, vision, without his drive, this would not be a reality. And I can honestly say I'm only glad that one small piece of advice I gave him was, do not split the project into two pieces. It'll never get done. And he took that advice, and that's why we're standing here today.
Witke says the building will make a difference in this community, in this state, and for generations to come.
If you love Wisconsin as much as I do, if you love this university as much as I do, you should have a great sense of pride and excitement for what the future holds for the next generation of talent that we have.
At Thursday's news conference, Chancellor Schmidt declared,
while it's taken time to secure funding for this facility to complete the design, we would not be standing here except that we're building on the strengths that got us to this point. In 2021, we received a workforce innovation grant that helped us prepare nurses, teachers, and social workers for rewarding careers in rural communities. It's allowed us to expand our undergraduate nursing program by 60% to help us meet the critical need of our state and country. We've grown interdependent partnerships and collaborations with Mayo Clinic Health Systems so that our students may be among the few in the world to benefit from a world-class university and a world-class healthcare institution at the same time. And today they've conducted more than 130 joint research projects. Together, we've imagined a brighter future for rural communities, designed innovative new degree programs, and recruited the brightest students from across the country to work alongside our faculty and researchers. This partnership has turned heads and attracted even more collaborators to this building. The new building will allow Hewlett-Packard Enterprise to install one of their largest high-performance computing arrays right here on our campus.
Chancellor Schmidt says,
when the new science and health sciences building opens, we will still be looking for ways to build on our areas of strength to serve the public good of our region. And that's why I announced just a few weeks ago the Rural Health Innovation Alliance. Together with our alliance co-founders from Chicago-based Health Equity Innovation Partners, we want to help make the Chippewa Valley the epicenter for rural healthcare innovation.
Schmidt says,
our goal is to create an investable ecosystem that brings together resources, ideas, technologies, and models that we can test, tweak, implement, and finally share with other communities seeking better solutions for the healthcare crisis. This alliance is built on decades of university collaborations with various healthcare partners in the region, including Marshfield Health System, Oakleaf, and all the rest in the region. We hope to bring together on this fertile ground for innovation and new ideas where all partners are welcome.
Schmidt says, as always,
I want the university to be innovative, collaborative about how we use our resources, including this cutting edge facility, to provide benefits that extend well beyond the boundaries of this campus. The students, families, alumni, donors, taxpayers, and communities who support this institution deserve nothing less.
Former four-term Wisconsin governor and former UW assistant president Tommy Thompson was on hand for Thursday's historic event.
A science building that's the largest capital expenditure the state has done. Five stories. And it's going to be a partnership between the great blue-gold community and Mayo Clinic.
Thompson says,
and Mayo's going to rent 10,000 feet. And on every floor, Mayo's going to have a laboratory. And those young students that come to this great campus will be looking out on this beautiful river. We'll be looking in the research laboratories of Mayo and getting the education that they couldn't get any other place in the country. Right here.
At Thursday's historic groundbreaking at UW-Eau Claire, Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman said,
this facility also symbolizes Eau Claire's commitment to meet the state's most pressing needs. The recently announced Rural Health Innovation Alliance, which is designed to find solutions to improve healthcare delivery in rural areas, underscores that commitment and this university's relevance and importance.
Ahead of Thursday's historic groundbreaking for the start of the Science and Health Sciences building at UW-Eau Claire and the lower campus, Department of Administration Secretary Kathy Blumenfeld talked about Governor Evers' support for the project.
Governor Evers has always said, what's best for kids is best for our state. And he's always been a steadfast champion for the universities of Wisconsin. And that's why the governor, Governor Evers, was proud to support this facility through investments in the past capital budgets. Because the governor knows that what we need to invest in is education if we are going to truly compete on the global marketplace.
Blumenfeld says,
because we all know that to attract new talent to our state, to make Wisconsin a destination where folks seeking to start a family or starting a business, we must invest in our universities of Wisconsin.
Mayo Clinic Health System will occupy about 10,000 square feet of research, instructional, office, and meeting space that'll be integrated into UW-Eau Claire faculty and student spaces in the Science and Health Sciences building. Mayo Clinic Health System committed $13.7 million to the project. Dr. Richard Helmers, Regional Vice President of Mayo Clinic Health System in Wisconsin, says collaborating with UW-Eau Claire on the project will allow the healthcare organization to invest in groundbreaking research and rural healthcare innovation in the Chippewa Valley.
The Mayo Clinic logo is the three intersecting shields of clinical care, research, and education. And the Mayo brothers realized 100 years ago that we are the best doctors, when we're challenged by young learners, and when we're involved in the creation of new knowledge. So this campus, this building, makes us better doctors. And I want to thank everybody here and have everybody understand that. The logo of research and education, because it makes us better doctors.
Helmer says,
and I think it's important for everybody to understand what's been said multiple times today, but what this building gives to the community is that we will clearly be the hub of scientific and biomedical research and education. It will enhance the relationship as already enhanced, but this building enhances both institutions' abilities to recruit and retain great staff. And lastly, it will give incredible economic growth to the community.
Also on the Mayo team, Dr. Tim Nelson, another Blue Gold alum who serves as Director of Innovation for Mayo Clinic Health System in Northwestern Wisconsin.
I wish all 100,000 alumni were standing here right now, because it's the alumni, it's the success of our faculty, it's the success of the students that went through these walls previously that allowed everybody behind me to buy into the vision. It allowed everybody behind me to realize that the power of something in the water was real here in Eau Claire and different. And it's because of those students and those success stories that allows us to have a future that's bigger than our past. And so I wish all of the current students and future students could be here at this moment and realize that it's because of these students that we all have the confidence that we have today.
Former president of the University Board of Regents, John Bailing, another Blue Gold alum, does a great job putting into perspective how much of an uphill climb faced this project.
I still remember the very day in which Jim Schmidt called me, Chancellor Jim, as the students call him, called me and said he wanted to talk about a special project. As part of that, we had a meeting with Dr. Helmers and Dr. Nelson. After the meeting at the Mayo facility, we then went out for dinner with the two doctors, as well as President Ray Cross and myself, talked more about the project. Chancellor Jim was so enthused, and he said, and I believe every word he said, this project had the opportunity to change not just the course of the university, but of the region. Leaving the meeting, President Cross and I talked about Jim's concept and his idea and what Mayo had to say. Remember, we had just come off leading a very successful campaign to get the Confluence Center sited. We talked about what our chances are to get a project of this size and scale approved. We didn't come down to make guessing that it would be 10%. We didn't even give it 5%. We said there was a 1% chance we could get this done. During my term as president of the Board of Regents, I worked closely with Jim Schmidt and other regents to make this project a reality. I won't go into the details of the process, but as Senator James had earlier talked about, we'd hear those mosquitoes, and those mosquitoes kept saying, too expensive, too big, Eau Claire's got a Confluence Center, what do they need this for? I heard no, no, no. And as Tommy Thompson once taught me when I worked for him, no is sometimes just unacceptable.
Bailing says,
eventually, we were able to get the project onto the list. The list is what the UW system sends over of the top 25 projects they want the legislature to consider and eventually approve. When the list went over, this project wasn't number one. It wasn't number two. It was number three. It was 25 of 25. We got phase one accomplished, and what a tremendous day that was, and what a tremendous opportunity. Typically, projects of this size and scale, they go to Madison, they go to Milwaukee, they don't come to Eau Claire. That's what makes part of today so special.
Bailing says, as great as it was to get phase one funding, they still had to secure phase two funding for the project.
So after I had retired, and President Cross had retired as well, along comes the one and only former governor, Tommy Thompson. Now, I'm here to tell you that in the legislature, when you have big projects like this, and remember, this was the biggest project ever, didn't matter if you were an independent, didn't matter if you were Republican or Democrat, when Tommy Thompson goes into your legislative office, No is a word that is unacceptable. And together with Governor Thompson, Chancellor Jim Schmidt, the people on the podium, and so many of you in the audience, this project got done, and it's what makes today so very special.
Dave Minor, president and CEO of the Eau Claire Area Chamber of Commerce, says some people question why the organization championed an academic building on a university campus.
When the chancellor came to the chamber board and said, we need help advocating for this building, we looked beyond the academic purpose. We looked at how, again, it's going to transform this community that we can't totally envision today. But we assembled that army of mosquitoes and made sure Madison never lost the vision and the concern that we had that this building needs to be built here and it needs to be built now. So thank you, Chancellor, to all of the people who have dreamt this building, who have visioned it with architects. And I'm looking forward when we actually get to do the ribbon cutting. But most important, I really, truly am dreaming what this community will look like in 15 years and how much better, stronger, and more proud that we're going to be able to be than we are today.
And finally, W. Eau Claire student body president Sam Consiglio, a fourth-year student from Waukesha studying geography, actuarial science, and urban regional planning, says she's excited to see how the new science and health sciences building is able to expand possibilities for students.
Today marks a new beginning of UW Eau Claire's commitment to not only their students, but future generations of locals and the surrounding Eau Claire community. The interests of future students will be sparked and further fostered through the projects and experiences provided by this new building.
Again, recapping on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, going a little deeper on the historic groundbreaking from this past Thursday, celebrating the start of the over $340 million science and health sciences building construction on the lower campus at UW-Eau Claire. It's the largest project ever approved in the state, and it's not happening in Milwaukee or Madison, but right here in Eau Claire at UW-Eau Claire, the building replacing the outdated 61-year-old Phillips Hall. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio.